Radio 77, WABC.
Welcome back to Religion Online. I'm Rabbi Joseph Tasker.
I'm Brother Paul Keenan.
And we take this moment to thank those who helped make this program possible. I refer to, firstly, the Honorable.
Well, it's not going that far.
Anyway, Michael Civilli, producer of the program. We have Frank Morano, weekend chief of operations at WABC. And Jessica Howard, who is screening today and in the future as well, right? Present and future screener.
Wonderful.
Jessica Howard. All right, let's go to our Carmeline talk with Dr. David Turetsky, who is the research professor in the Center for Neural Basis of Cognition at Carnegie Mellon University. Dr. Turetsky, good morning to you.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Thank you.
And thanks for... Are you out in California?
No, Carnegie Mellon is in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I thought I'd got to report that you were in California this weekend. All right. You've done a good deal of background study of the Church of Scientology, and you have found many disturbing areas for concern. There are those who say that the Church of Scientology is a cult. How do you react to that charge?
Well, I think the more important charge is that it's an abusive cult.
Mm-hmm.
You can have cults of popular culture, which may not be harmful at all, but Scientology is definitely harmful. It's known for extremely from its using high-pressure sales techniques. And Scientology's practice, I believe, psychologically dangerous. They involve a kind of memory syndrome induction, which can be psychologically harmful.
What is it that they're promising people? What are they telling people that seems to entice a number for it and to consider affiliation?
What they promise really is an escape from the human condition, that one can develop magical powers, as they put it, power over matter, energy, space, and time. They have this exalted state they call OT, or Operating Thetan. It's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Very few Scientologists ever get that far. But when you reach this exalted state, you're supposed to be a superhuman with superhuman abilities.
All right, but there are a number of religions that that make similar claims, that spirit is more powerful than matter, that you can live out of spirit and see the illusion of matter, and that to do so gives you abilities which are indeed supernatural. What's so different about Scientology?
Well, the way that Scientology wants to get people to this state is not by religious study, but by a kind of self-delusion. Scientology started with Dianetics, Hubbard's 1950 self-help book, where he teaches people to recall traumas that occurred to them in their present life, all the way back as far as conception. And then from Dianetics, you move to Scientology, where you're trained in past life recall. That is, you use a kind of light hypnotic trance. They call it Dianetic reverie. And you are trained to recall details from your past lives, traumas from your past lives, for which you require the same kind of therapy and counseling as you had on your Dianetics auditing, they call it. That's their term for counseling.
You used the word false memory a minute ago. What did you mean by that?
Well, false memory syndrome is that concept became widely known in the 1990s as a result of a lot of child abuse cases, where things like the McMartin preschool case, where children were induced to recall incidents of child abuse that never occurred. There have also been a number of cases of adults who have gone to therapists who were either incompetent or unethical, and were convinced by their therapists that they had been abused by their parents or other adults, where later investigations showed that this simply didn't happen. And so this is one of the dangers of past life regression, or even of hypnotic regression in general, if it's practiced by untrained people, is that people can dredge up memories that are not real. They're confabulations, and yet they seem as real to them as any memory that you or I might have. Now, in Scientology, if you get far enough into Scientology, you are trained to confabulate memories of past lives, even past lives as an alien, past lives on other planets. Hubbard wrote that all of these things are real. They're factual.
We're talking with Dr. David Turetsky, a research professor in the Center for Neural Basis of Cognition at Carnegie Mellon University. Let me ask you a basic question. If they're so bad, why are so many choosing to become part of the movement?
Well, it's a fiction that people are flocking to Scientology. Scientology has lied about their membership for many, many years. There's only about between 50 and 100,000 active Scientologists in the world, and I think the number's probably closer to 50 now, 50,000. They've claimed 8 million members for over the last decade, but they've also claimed to be the fastest growing religion on the planet. So logical consistency is not their strong point.
Now, why did you get involved in this? What inspired you to do this kind of in-depth analysis?
Well, for me, it started as a free speech issue. Back in 1995, the Scientologists were getting some publicity because they were trying to interfere with critical speech about them on a USENET news group, sort of like a bulletin board.
Right.
And I wandered over to this news group. It's called Alt Religion Scientology, knowing nothing about them. And just as I got there, a guy posted a 65-page court document called the Fishman Declaration. And he said, you'd better download this quickly because the Scientologists are going to cancel my posting in a few hours. So I wondered, what would these people do if someone turned this Usenet posting into a website? Because you can't cancel websites.
Yeah.
So I decided to do the experiment, and this was one of the very first websites I ever built. I turned this Fishman Declaration into a web page, and I publicly announced it on the news group. I went home and went to sleep, and all hell broke loose. The Scientologists phoned, faxed, and FedExed the university and threatened to sue Carnegie Mellon and me personally if this file didn't come down right away. And that got my attention.
What happened?
Well, what happened was that in this court file was some secret Scientology scripture known as OT3 that tells the story of Xenu, the evil galactic overlord, who had murdered billions of space aliens 75 million years ago and brainwashed their souls, or Thetans as they're called in Scientology, and then dumped these brainwashed spirits on Earth where they infest us today. And so it turns out that at the highest levels of Scientology, where Tom Cruise and John Travolta and Kirstie Alley are now, what you learn is not just to recall traumas from your own past lives, but you learn that you're infested by these alien spirits. They're sort of like spiritual lice. And you have to make telepathic contact with them and rid yourself of their influence. Mm-hmm. And this is what was in this document, the procedure for making telepathic contact and getting rid of these space aliens, which Scientology considered to be a trade secret at the time.
We're going to have later on in the program Reverend Carmichael, who's the president of the Church of Scientology here in New York. What do you feel is the most challenging question to ask him? If you were able to confront him, what would be your first question?
Well, I've met John Carmichael several times, and I can tell you that you're not going to get any kind of truthful answer out of him.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to ask him a hard question, you can ask him, why do they consistently lie about Xenu? Sometimes their spokesman will come on and say that they've never heard of Xenu. Ed Parkin, who's their national spokesman, did that just a few weeks ago. Other spokesmen will say, well, we don't talk about that, and it's only a small part of our belief system.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way to get to these OT levels, these advanced states of spiritual enlightenment that they're trying to sell people, is to go through OT3 and to deal with the Xenu story. So maybe the question you want to ask him is, how can this just be a minor part of your religion? How can you sweep this under the rug when the only way to salvation in Scientology is through Xenu, the space alien?
Mm-hmm. It sounds like part of what you're saying, too, is that they take people who are very, very vulnerable and try to get them to see problems that they didn't see in the first place before they started and charge them money for it.
Actually, what Scientology does in the beginning stages when you walk in the door, they have something they call finding the ruin. They talk to you and they try to find some area of your life that you're unhappy with. And then whatever that is, they will promise you that Scientology can improve that area.
We're talking with Dr. David Teresky, research professor in the Center for Neural Basis of Cognition at Carnegie Mellon University. What I find so troubling is when you go on some of the websites, you read the horror stories where parents have lost kids. One young man jumped out a window, and there's been this, you know, this horrific loss of life with people who, I guess, turned to Scientology to find more meaning in their lives, and their lives were completely destroyed.
Yes, and one of the most horrifying recent cases was Lisa McPherson, who was held against her will by Scientology. She suffered a psychotic break. She was she'd been in Scientology for 18 years. She was she wanted to leave because it just wasn't working for her. And she suffered a psychotic break in November of 1995, was taken to an emergency room. Scientology convinced her to sign out against medical advice and to go back to their headquarters with them. She became progressively worse. She was denied medical care. She was forcibly sedated with chloral hydrate and liquid Valium, even though those are psych drugs which Scientology considers anathema. They're perfectly willing to use them when they need to subdue someone. And after 17 days, she died of complications of severe dehydration. And her autopsy photos are on the web. They're shocking. A Scientology physician, David Minkoff, lost his medical license for a year for his role in what was done to Lisa McPherson.
Let me take you to a sidebar issue for a moment. I thought I heard you say at the very, very beginning of our interview that there are good cults. Did I hear you correctly?
Well, I don't think that there are good religious cults. I think that people use the term cult. They can mean many things. I mean, you can have the cult of an author, right? So people who are
Okay.
You know, devoted fans.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, Dr. Teresky, what troubles me as well is that people are turning to these, shall we say, you know, the cults, they're turning to these outer movements to find something that is not being given to them in the world of the mainstream, in the world of religion, for example. I always worry when people go and seek out others, what are we not doing that somehow is responsible for them turning elsewhere? What is missing in our own congregations, in our own spiritual communities, that we have such desperation that people will do almost anything to, you know, have this instant healing?
I think Scientology is offering something that mainstream religion can never offer. And mainstream religion is about humility. It's about submitting to the will of God. And Scientology's humility is not even mentioned as a virtue in Scientology. Their virtue is certainty. They want to make one more powerful, to escape the human condition rather than to submit to it. To become certain rather than to become humble or wise. So they're offering a different product, and it's one that I don't think mainstream religions want to offer.
I want to thank you, Dr. David Teresky, research professor in the Center for Neural Basis of Cognition at Carnegie Mellon University. We hear much about Scientology. Unfortunately, we hear about it, you know, from celebrities who have a very superficial kind of presentation, but you have certainly spent much time examining the dangers of this movement, and we need to hear about those problems from someone like you. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. And let me just add that if your listeners would like to learn more about the truth about Scientology, they should visit xenu.net. That's XENU.net.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. That was Dr. David Teresky, research professor in the Center for Neural Basis of Cognition at Carnegie Mellon University. Steve.
I was just looking at his website.
And?
He's got some interesting stuff on there. He
how's
really
the,
does.
How's the traffic?
Well, the traffic...
Well, but see, if you
on
go
his website,
the,
I mean.
But if you go through the process, there's no traffic. You master the traffic.
You master the traffic.
You go right to the head of the line.
All right, the traffic, the FDR Drive is closed coming up to the Triborough Bridge.